From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Here we are, the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, Big Blue Roundtable, Steve, Chris, stakeholders. Going to talk some OTAs, off-season football for the football giants. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. Christopher, we're doing another Thursday of talking our squad. Maybe get some thoughts around the league, but Chris, if you're out there, I don't know what is going on with every Thursday now with the trying to bring Chris on. We'll bring on Chris. Chris, I don't know what you do, how you do it as far as getting back on. I'll come back in if you get a chance. So we got the OTAs. Got that jumping off. Get Giant fans' thoughts on that. And as far as – I got a couple of questions for this week as well. I definitely bring that to the table. All right, Chris, what's going on? Are you there, homie?
I'm here, man. I have to run to this phone. I don't know what's going on either, man. Every Thursday, man, I'm jinxed, man. I don't know what's going on. You set this up, man. You said, I'm going to mess Chris up on a Thursday. I don't know, man, but it's so funny. But, hey, man, I saw some OTAs today. So, yeah, we got to break in. We got to break in.
Oh, great, great, great. Cool. We definitely got to get those perspective. I got questions for you and the stakeholders on this week. So, okay. As far as the OTAs, I got some other stuff that's NFL related. That's kind of fan level questions for everybody. So we'll try to get to that by the end of the hour. And of course, events coming down the pike. So we'll get the stakeholders on in the order that they called. But let's do a real quick roll call because we don't really have a lot of time to spare in a sense. So let's get everybody on. And then we're going to bring on B-Law first. Let's start with this. Let's start with this. Roll call time. Say hello to the people. Say hello, everybody. I believe this is Frank. Frank, say hello to the people. Say how's everything?
What's up, people? How's everything?
What's up,
going
Frank?
On,
guys,
man? Up to?
What's up, Frank?
Another Thursday.
Same old stuff, you know what I mean?
Can you
okay.
Yes,
sir.
Let's do it.
Right there.
All right. Sounds
all right.
Good, man.
Good.
All right, cool. Shout outs to Frank. Oh, man, it's been a long time no here. KGYR's Capo himself. I believe this is Racing, man. Ray, is this you, man?
It's got to be.
Yo, I'm good, man. What's good?
Yay!
What up, Chris? What up? What's good? I'm back.
What's up,
Ray?
Man?
What's going on, man?
How you been?
Man, I'm chilling right now, man. You came, man. I miss you guys. I have to come on here and jump and talk about these Giants, man.
Please,
okay, definitely.
I know. I've been in New York, man, recently, and I know y'all talking about one thing, and it ain't about the draft no more. So we're going to get to all of that later.
All right, cool. All right, cool. All right. Ray, stay right there. We're going to get
Ray,
to you, man.
Stay there, Ray.
Shouts to Ray, man. The fan level questions that I do have for this week definitely applies to all teams. So I believe this is Chandler at Night Chandler 7. If I'm wrong, please correct me if I'm wrong. Chandler, is this you?
Yeah, man. I'm surprised Chris ain't beating you up right now, man.
Beat me up.
Nah, all is peace in the Valley of Blue.
How about those Yankees, Chandler? How about those Yankees?
Yeah, man, they doing the thing and losing people every day.
Sweet. Yeah, I know. I know.
All right. Shout out to Chandler.
And look, as long as they don't do this during the pennant race, man, I'm cool with that. And that's only 2 months away. So, okay, whatever we got to get over now, let us get over it now. And then, you know, okay, that's it.
No. That's all right, cool. All right, Chris, before we get into the football talk, do you have anything else to add before we bring on B-Law? B-Law's no stranger to this program, but you have anything to say? Because it sounds like you're about to say something.
Oh, me? Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you were on
the show. This is Thursday. This is Blue Thursday. No, I'm good.
So
let's bring B-Law on right away.
For a lot of people.
One thing I need to say Hey, everybody, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, The Bleed Blue Show, at Bleed Blue Show, BleedBlueShow.com. Check us out. If you can't call in, www.bleedblueshow.com. Listen live or check out the archives for all shows, Rangers, Knicks, if you want to. Definitely the Yankees and definitely this one here with the Giants. All right, that's my little teaser.
Everybody knows we have our annual road game in Chicago this year for the football squad. You know, 2 years ago we were in Tampa. We'll be back in Tampa. I'll get to that in a few. We were in Chicago or this year, Atlanta this last year. Chris, you know, we do a little games here and there, like Charlotte and D.C. We'll get around the country here and there.
But
this is the mother of the mothers. This really is the set-off of all the set-off road games. We bring on the president of the Dallas Cowboy Hater Club is back with us, Chris. B. Loft is going to address the invasion weekend. I have no idea what is going on with invasion weekend. So he's going to let everybody know, the viewing audience, what is down the pipe. B Law, what's up, bro? How you doing, man?
What's going on, everybody, man? I'm just chilling, man. It's deep down here in Texas, I tell you that.
Oh man.
It is deep.
By all means, tell us, like, yo. First of all, they did not convert you to a Dallas Cowboys fan. I think that's safe to say, right?
Converted.
The minute that they picked not Haskins, I'm not going to even say his name, but the minute they didn't pick Haskins, my phone lit up, my page lit up. They was like, we know you coming over now. We know you done with the Giants now. We know you done. And for a minute there, I was like, well, I'm not going to be a Cowboy fan, but I might have to do something different, man, because I can't believe they made the pick.
Mm.
But, damn, you know, I can't waver. You know, I'm blue to the bone. So, you know, once again, I'm standing strong, still talking cash money all day long.
Yep.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That's my man.
B-Law, share with everybody, people on the line and then people who are going to be listening in, on iTunes, Podcast Republic, BleedBlueShow.com, so on and so forth. I'm familiar with the event as a whole, but tell everybody what you guys got going on, Big Blue Wrecking Crew, Dallas Nuts. What you guys got going on this year, man? The events.
Okay, well, this year, which, you know, one thing, they put it on as a fundraiser or, you know, a means to raise funds to support a senior high school student that's graduating, you know, to put on a scholarship. I believe they gave away two last time. And so they want to try to, you know, make it big as possible, you know, to try to support a student that's getting ready to go to college. So this year what they did was they upped the ante a little bit. They went out and tried to find one of the best, you know, nicest, most luxurious, you know what I'm saying, boat to bring back, you know, the cruise that we did, you know, a couple of times before. And so we brought it back. It's going to be a nice all-white thing, you know, bring out your grown folks gear, you know, put your linens on, you know, and come out and have a nice time. If you haven't been on Facebook and seen it, you know, go check out the link or whatever. The Miss Gloria is a pretty nice boat. Outside of that, they're going to do a spades tournament again. That was real big. I mean, everywhere, you know, state to state that came last time, and they went in, they talked noise, man, that spades tournament was off the chain. But the only thing, man, they messed around and let some Cowboy fans win it.
Oh, boy.
So this year, you know, all the Giants fans, man, they're gearing up, man. They're coming to take the trophy back, bring it back home, bringing it back for Big Blue. They got a Caribbean party this year, you know, we're going to do it like that. And then also they have a new spot now that's just exclusively for us whenever we put on and for any other events that we do now in the DFW. And it's the One Love Lounge. The owner is actually a New York Giants fan. So that's one thing that cops in the past, you know, we kind of bounced around and had to find different venues to have the events. So now they try to minimize, you know, errors and stuff and lessen the control that we had by going other places to have one exclusive home place for us. And that's the One Love Lounge. And it's pretty nice, man. It's going to be a nice reunion-type atmosphere, you know. So I'm looking forward, man. I look forward to it every year, ever since I found it for the first time, and I've been coming back every year.
Cool.
Chris, you have any questions for B Law?
No, man. I'm just surprised to hear him. It's been a minute. It's been a long time, man. But you here now. That's all we worried about.
I'm here now, man. Your boy, I jumped back into to school, man, and I changed up majors. I went from nursing to social work now. So thing that social work degree is, man, it's a lot of writing, man. So I've been researching and in the streets and in the capital and doing a whole lot of stuff, man. So I've been real, real busy outside of working doubles just about every day to pay for it. So your boy been grinding, man. But you know what I mean? I got a little leeway, you know what I mean? And I gotta let y'all know your boy still here, still faithful.
All right.
I've been very, very proud to have you in my class, man, when I was doing that. So that would have been great.
So, all right, so let me get that straight. So you guys got a cruise, an all-white, just an all-white cruise. You have a Caribbean party, and it's at the One Love Lounge. Is that what part of DFW is that at?
I believe that's in Arlington.
Arlington. Oh, so it's in this. Okay, yeah. So it's by. Okay, same on the south. Well, like in the middle of the Metroplex. Okay, I got it. Got it. What about is there a meet and greet this time around? Like usually you guys do that.
Yeah, we're having a meet and greet, and it will also be at the One Love Lounge, and that's on that Friday night. So that Friday night it'll be the south, you know what I mean? So and that'll be from 7 to 11 on that Friday.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Now the website for all those who want to get this information, I'm telling you, Chris, you already know how it gets down on the road with the Giants fans. Mm-hmm. If you're a Giants fan and you want to start off the season right, we're the fans. We are all we got. However the Giants do on the field, that's one thing. The fans could only have fun with like-minded fans, and it's a great experience networking and building and communicating with other fans. Go to bbwcdmnyg.net. Now, if you can't remember that, you can always go to the events tab on bleedblueshow.com, and it will redirect you to the Big Blue Wrecking Crew Dallas Metro's page for all these events. So I'm learning this on the go like everybody else is, because this is news to me as far as from B-Law, the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, now, is there anything else we should know about these events, B-Law, man? I mean, you guys put it on for years, man. I mean, anything else you would like to share with the audience before we get to some Giants football?
Well, yeah, I mean, one thing about it is it is mainly, you know, Giants fans, but, you know, it's welcome to everybody. You know, it is a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody comes, we get along, you know, mature people getting together, you know, and enjoying something that we love, and that's football, man. So y'all come out, man, and check it out, man. It's a nice time.
Oh, one more key question. It's probably still the same. The tailgate spot is still in the same spot as it usually is. Silver Lot.
Yes, sir. Just look Silver Lot 4. Look for the big red tent.
Okay. So if you guys, what we're talking about is on game day, the NFL opening day, the Giants at the Cowboys. That's a 4 o'clock game. So the tailgate spot is at Silver Lot 4, like it is normally. It's like on the south side of the stadium. It's a very good spot, too. It's directly across the street from the stadium. So, very, very good spot. B-Loff, man, can't thank you enough. Do you want to talk Giants football, man? We could definitely keep you warm. You can lead off, and then we'll get to all the other people.
Oh, yeah. Y'all go ahead and spread it around a little bit. I'm going to come in and out because, you know, like, once again, I'm at work. So, you know, I'm going to do as much as I can while I can.
All right, cool. Chris, man. Chris, Big Blue Wrecking Crew Dallas Metro got the annual Invasion Weekend. If bbwcdnyg.net. If you can't remember that, just go to the events tab on bleedblueshow.com. It will redirect you to all that information to what B-Law said as far as the cruise, the Caribbean party, the meet and greet, and the tailgate. So they got it all lined up for week one on the road, Giants at the Cowboys.
Definitely. Wow. And it looks like I'm probably going to be sitting right there with them. We'll talk about that another time. 929-474-171. Yeah, let's go. What's going on, Steve? What's the agenda?
All right, let's get them on. But hold on, let's bring on Lit. Roll call for Lit, and then Bakes, and then let's get to the football talk.
Oh, shoot,
Bakes, and then let's get Lit. Say hello to the people, and then we'll get the Bakes. Say hello to the people, then we'll get to everybody else and sound off.
It was really nice. I got a text from Chris. Hey, where are you at? Yeah, it totally slipped my mind. But I'm here with the peoples. I'm here with the peoples. We're going to be talking culture tonight. The key word tonight is culture.
Ooh, that's a good one right there.
Okay.
That's a good one. Culture. Lit definition
of what it's going to be. That's right. That's the definition. All right, cool. Bates, where you at, baby?
Frontliners.
Homie.
What's good, family?
The Frontliners. What's going on, Bates?
All the boys in the building. What's going on, dude?
Ooh, man. Are you traveling?
It's all good, baby. Every week we get closer. OTAs is popping. I hear this dude is winning people over, but we'll chop it up.
All right, let's chop it up.
Winning people over. Oh, we're going to have a great show tonight, man. We're going to have a great show tonight. 929-477-4171 coming, getting to the mix. I'm not hearing that. And I got to tell you, Banks, I'm hearing some ugly stuff out there. But you know what?
You know what? You know what?
Azul?
What'd you tell us? That's a good way to start. Let's start with what you're hearing. And then I want to bring back Von Litt and get his question on culture. And then, because my questions are kind of a spinoff of that and whatever he's going with culture. So what were you saying? Then we'll get to Frank.
Well, everybody's talking about the Landon Collins interview, okay? And I can just speak for New York City, where I've been the last 3 days, and it is just ablaze. Whether you are in a restaurant, whether you're in line at the courthouse, it doesn't matter, man. Everyone's just talking about that. They're not talking about the Knicks. They ain't talking about the weather. They ain't talking about the president. They're not talking about De Blasio. They're talking about Landon Collins and the Gettleman thing. And mostly everybody, almost to a man, is pretty – well, no, I can't say that. I would say 70% of the folks are with Collins, man. I mean – because Collins had – let me read the quote. The quote says, quote, "I wish he'd say something, try to. I mean, he had come around, shake your hand, and say, good job, big fella, or something like that, but honestly talking to him or saying anything, having a full conversation or anything, was nothing." And that's unquote. And people have jumped on that from wall to wall. And what they look at that is – and I don't know how many non-New York people – are actually on the line, but if you ever been to my town, you know what you know for sure is that means that the big man, you automatically have a distrust for your general manager when you hear something like that. Automatically, that just sets in, and that's what the atmosphere is. So right now, in the greater bleed blue thinking, no one trusts this guy. And when you say culture, as Litt just said, when you say culture, people are worried about what kind of culture are we going to have. Are we going to have the kind of culture which is not inclusive, well, too inclusive to where you can't say anything, or anything that you do say will be used against you and seem detrimental to team camaraderie? Or is it going to be the kind of culture where you're allowed to be a little bit more freer because of your record? In other words, you'll be allowed to get away with things if you're 8-1, as opposed to when you're 2-8, you know, people are going to look at you differently. So that's what's going on right now. It's just a menagerie of confusion as we speak at this point right now. That's what's going on. And between that and, you know, nobody's talking about Jones as much anymore. You know, I mean, everybody got over their initial shock, and they just hope the kid just shows up or something. It's not really the big thing anymore. The big thing is, from Jets fans, even Jets fans and Eagles fans, is what the hell is going on with Gettleman? And how come he's being so vague? Is he really a spy for everything Boston? Does he really got our best interest at heart? And XOXOXO, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. So that's what's happening right now. And it can't be avoided. You even hear it at the OTAs. You hear it from the motormen running the trains, man. Everybody's into this. So that's what's going to really dominate, I'm afraid. That's especially with OTAs being out, and that's the first question the reporters are asking. I'm afraid that's going to dominate the conversation for a minute. And you don't want it to be that way. You want it to go on, but hey, I saw a little OTAs today, and I feel like we got other things that we can be talking about. So that's all I'm talking. That's all I'm saying, Steve. That's where I'm at.
All right. So let's go as far as OTAs. chemistry, if anything, chemistry-wise, that you would like to see out of the OTAs? I mean, of course, you would like to have anything perfect, but is there something chemistry-wise any of the stakeholders have as far as the Giants with these OTAs you like to see? Is anything on culture or anything else on Landon Collins' quotes towards Gettleman? We go to Frank, then we'll go to Ray, we'll then go to Chandler, even get some perspective from the JETS, Jets, Lit, and then Bakes, Chris, and myself. Frank, go ahead and fire away, man. Anything on your mind?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Collins, I think Collins making valid points with this guy. I mean, I think somebody a couple weeks ago or last week, Chris, I don't remember, maybe you could help, but somebody was saying about, I think it was Isaac, was saying about how Gettleman, you know, wants, he doesn't want that confrontational person in the locker room.
Right.
He doesn't want that person talking up. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Isaac. So, I mean, that's kind of where you stand. I agree with that. You know, and Landon Collins ain't going to shut his mouth. Odell Beckham's not going to shut his mouth. So, yeah, as far as the culture-wise, I mean, that's the kind of culture he's trying to build. And that's what he did in Carolina. So that's what we're going to have to deal with as long as we have this guy. So, you know, who's the next one to step up, you know what I mean, and run their mouth and be gone? That's the thing you ask yourself. I mean, that's my only concern.
Wow. Woo. That's the billion-dollar question. That's where we're headed. That's where we're headed. I mean, I gotta tell you, Azul, there are other topics we could be talking about right now concerning our team going forward, okay, because we got a big season ahead of us, a lot to prove here with different players and this and that. But I'm afraid that when you say culture, Lit said, let's just set it off, when you say the word culture, you provide a cloud or maybe some anonymous bright situation to your entire environment. Okay? Culture is important. And right now, the culture is distrust. And it's not really something that I like to be talking about, but it's something like the gigantic, big-ass pink elephant in the room that you can't get around. 929-477-4171, Azul. Who's up?
Let's go to Ray. Ray, what do you like to weigh in on as far as culture or just anything on your mind?
Big up to Frank, by the way.
Shout out to Frank, yeah. Ray, what did you like to add, man?
Well, I got to say this. This shouldn't be a surprise, especially for me. Now, when Gettleman was first hired, you had guys like Steve Smith that played in Carolina. You had other players were saying these things about Gettleman. Now, I thought they were just talking shit. Now, I was starting to see that they actually were saying some truth to it because look what he's doing. And talk about culture. I mean, I understand where the Giants are going with this, but Gettleman acts like we're in the 80s and 90s. The NFL's different now. So for guys that want to speak their opinion about winning, there shouldn't be nothing wrong with that because the Giants, when was the last time the Giants actually won anything? So it just, I don't know, it's just mind-blowing. Gettleman is just, I don't trust the guy no more. He lies. He lied to our fans like so many times. And to me personally, I'm just done with Gettleman, man. I'm all set. Dude is seen now. After I seen the draft, I'm like, I'm done with this dude. Like, yo, I'm all set with this guy, man. He's bringing us backwards, not forward. He's bringing us backwards. And I'm just not really feeling what's going on with the New York Football Giants. And it's not just his fault. We got to blame ownership for this because ownership is letting really this go down. And I'm like, okay, so how is that going to make our team better? And to be honest with you, within the next – I don't see us being any good for the next 3, maybe 4 years. So I don't know what Gettleman's doing. And I really don't like what he's doing. And he's just – he's fugazi, period. He's fugazi to me. That's all I got.
All right.
Racist. Wow. 929-477-4171 for Gazy. You know my man is from around the way when he says something like that. We'll keep it moving. This is the Big Blue Roundtable OTA episode. Azul, who's up?
Let's go to Chandler. Chandler, you have any thoughts on this topic? I know this is a Giants topic as far as culture, but we could definitely tie this in as far as culture with your team, our the tenants, co-tenants with the Jets. If you would like to weigh in as far as your squad as well, as far as what you're seeing with their culture, because when you bring that perspective to the table, you open up the eyes and the ears to Big Blue fans as well. So, Chandler, anything else you'd like to have, add on to this topic of culture with regards to the Giants or the Jets or football teams in general?
Yeah, because it applies to both of the New York teams. I mean, as an outsider looking in, the Giants have always had larger-than-life players. You can go all the way back to Frank Gifford, Sam Huff, Andy Robustelli, you know what I'm saying, Larry Zonka, Lawrence Taylor. Phil Simms was larger than life, even though Phil Simms didn't say much when he said something. I mean, he was out there arguing with Bill Parcells on the sideline. So for Gettleman to act like, listen, it's great to have milquetoast guys in Carolina because it's Carolina. That's not New York Giant football. A bunch of guys running around and nobody's, you know, meek and all that. That's not New York Giant football. So I'm not quite sure where he's going. I forget the gentleman's name who said who's next. I think Janoris Jenkins is next, honestly. And Antoine Bethea might not be too far behind him because Bethea is not a shy and retiring guy. So for me, when I look at you guys, my question is, who is Gettleman going to empower to actually lead this team, or is he going to try to keep his thumb on them? And if he does, that's not New York Giant football. At least that's not the New York Giant football I grew up hating. You know what I'm saying? The Giants always had larger-than-life players. So all of a sudden now you've got a bunch of choir boys? I don't get it. But and then speaking with the Jets, it's the same thing. We have a head coach slash GM who literally lied. Adam, are you and Mike McKagan having problems? Nope, no problems at all. 2 weeks later, Mike McKagan is fired.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Yeah.
Adam, what's going on with Le'Veon Bell? Oh, Le'Veon, I'm not trading Le'Veon Bell. Listen, Le'Veon Bell is not long for the Jets. Okay? Le'Veon Bell is not long for the Jets. Okay? Because he just said he literally said the same thing he said about Mike McKagan. That all those reports are untrue. Well, didn't you say that about you and Mike McKagan? Aren't you a liar? I don't understand what either one of these organizations is doing with the guys that they're putting in charge of the culture, because you have two guys who can't be trusted, and if we don't trust them as fans, that's going to feed through to the media, and they're going to start asking the players. And the players, listen, the players already know they can't trust Gettleman. How can your team be successful if they don't trust the people that they work for?
Bam. 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 That's a universal question right there that speaks that all work environments across the board. Wow. Bam. You just, like, you know, hit me square between the eyes with that, Chandler. Wow. And I'm sure everybody else feels the same way. Exactly. How are we going to go? And this is, right now, we're in OTAs. Okay, we have a whole large season ahead of us, and we just cannot go into any kind of mini camps, Azul, with this kind of cloud above us. So big up to Chandler. Very nice perspective, man, that's including the other green team, Gang Green. 929-477-4171. Who's going around here?
Let's get the lit on culture.
Uh-oh.
Culture, baby, culture. Hey, before I kind of get into my real point of culture, I wanted to kind of run off on what Chandler just said. I don't care how much money the Giants have next year in free agency. Players talk, players' wives talk, players' side chicks all talk. They all talk. So I don't care how much money the Giants have. Do you think anyone's going to want to play for the New York Football Giants under this regime the way it is, the way the media is portraying, the way ex-players are talking about? I highly doubt it. But anyway, culture, a little bit about me, and I've got to go into what I was kind of feeling personally and emotionally about what's going on. I was integrated into a melting pot growing up, school, kids I played with. I played with every ethnic background you can imagine. You can throw me anywhere, and I will find a common bond, a common thing to have that common, what's the word I'm looking for, where we could be cool with something, whether it be music, food, whatever. There is no culture. There is discontent between our general manager and these young players. He has nothing to offer them as far as what can we do to bond. I'm a 60-year-old, 65-year-old general manager. You're a 23-year-old guy listening to mumble rap. I don't understand anything about you. I don't want to understand anything about you. I want you to shut your mouth and play football. That's it. And if you get out of line, I'm going to trade your ass. I don't give a shit. That is the aura that has been given off. There is a major discontent between David Gettleman, who I don't think at all grew up in any type of diversity at all. I think he grew up pretty much in the suburbs, hung around people that were like-minded to him. Doesn't understand where a young athlete came from, wow. The hardships that he came from. Doesn't know his mom, his dad, his grand. Doesn't know anything. Doesn't give a shit. All he cares about, I'm paying you your money, you shut your mouth, you play football, or I'm going to do the same thing I did to Odell, Landon, Snacks, and whoever else. That's David Gettleman.
Wow. Wow. Azul?
We're going to keep it moving, man. Let's get the shout-outs to the definition of lit. Let's get the bakes. Shout-outs to lit, man. Thank you very much. Bakes, go ahead and fire away, man.
Listen, Sully, what have we been talking about for the past, season, post-playoffs? I've been saying this about this guy because I've been reading the tea leaves. You know what I'm saying? His identity of this team. And you can go both ways. But I'm not a fan of Dave Gettleman because I don't like his character. And that's my problem with him. He's destroying my childhood. Because the New York Football Giants been a part of since I was fucking 10 years old. And he's destroying what I remember, the passion, the love. That comes from the players having an identity. I know the NFL says, no player is bigger than the NFL except for the players that they want to be bigger than the NFL. But I thought it was altruistic. I thought talent trumps everything. But when you trade arguably your best player, you show me that talent is the best thing. Was Odell destroying the culture? No. Well, did Odell murder someone? Did he kill anybody? Was he arrested? Was he doing drugs? Okay, he did some questionable shit, dancing with dudes in the water and questionable substances around pizza in Paris. None of them offenses were finable, suspendable. Only thing you can say about Odell, he's passionate and he gets injured a lot. That's the two major things. But you let Landon Collins go, another outspoken individual. Now, Landon Collins, yes, could he handle the thing a little better with Eli Apple? Probably. But someone had to check him because he was acting way out of character for the dude he was. It could have been handled better. But it seems like he's building a culture, because that's the key word, where no one's above him. No personality is above him. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If you could have a lineup or a roster full of choir boys, and I guarantee you, you're not going to be a winning team.
Nope.
Some of them dudes out there ain't nice guys, and you don't want them to be nice guys. They're not role models. You don't take them home to meet your family or your kids or whatever the case is. Some of them are just nasty people, and that's what you need on the line. Some of them hog mollies. Them offensive defense line are some of the nastiest players in the league.
That's right.
You want a choir boy
that's
going to help everybody up and pat him on the ass and say, good play? Or you want a dude when another dude is getting up to push his ass back down? That's the dude I want. But I think ultimately he's trying to build an image of his own, or I should say a copy of the image of his own, like I said about them dudes on the Mass Pike. Because that's the kind of Legion of Doom ownership that they run there. No one's bigger than Belichick, not even Brady. But he if it wasn't for the owner, Brady would have been gone.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right.
And yes, does it work? It does work, but that's never been the Giants' culture.
Never. Never. And that's and that's and
never
I'll,
been the Giants. So I don't know.
No,
how
no,
gonna,
right.
I don't like it right now. I don't. What you want? Are these choir boys? And you know, Saquon's a nice dude, and they get up and they, oh yeah. Well, you need somebody to get mad and be like, yo, we got to fucking punch these dudes in the fucking mouth. Let's go. But
that
means if he had Strahan on his team, if he had LT on his team, he had Armstead, he had them people that were voices, he would get rid of them. So you get rid of talent because it doesn't match your culture?
Yeah. That's
even the Pats took old boy from Cleveland that had the weed problem. They tried.
Yep.
They took Corey Dillon. They try. They take people. They're like, yo, you want to win? You got to come in and do this. But the system's already set up. It's now, could it be 3-4 years around? He might have it humming. It could be. I still, in this beginning stage, I don't like it.
All right.
I don't
Let's
like
say,
it. And I don't know what
I'm,
to say.
I'm with you.
That's
I'm with
preference.
You. Y'all heard him.
Let me ask you both this. Do you like you don't like it because of what the general manager puts out there verbally and the backlash he gets from former players, or is it more so is it a combination of the previous regime and what the current regime was with these same players? Like, how do you like when you say you guys are mad? Is it more so directly tied with the general manager as far as his mouth basically is what I'm trying to say. It's not tying into what. We're trying to be as a football team moving forward. Where do you stand on that?
Okay, so for me, in the beginning he came, he's like, oh, I want my Hog Mollies, I want my this, you know, I'm driving my car to the bar. He want to do all this other shit, right, and say all these things. But the next year, you're telling people, you say one thing, bro, I'm telling you. People are not going to trust you when you say one thing and do another. Yes, you don't have the right to tell the fans, you don't owe the fans anything, you tell them the plan, but you kind of do owe them something because maybe not me because I don't buy no PALs, but I do used to go to 6 games a year, which I won't be doing anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're spending money. We're traveling. That shit ain't cheap for all of us who know. Most of us
right.
who know who travel. It ain't cheap to travel, mm-hmm. host tailgates, pay for food, liquor, rooms, car rentals, Ubers, drinks when we win, drinks when we lose, you know, things like that. It's not cheap. But when we win, it makes you feel like, yo, mission accomplished. When you lose, you be like, yo, we had a good time, but goddamn, I spent a lot of money. But what I'm saying is he started off one way and he shifted. And when you're telling me something and then going the other way, I'm not going to believe you. You could just say, yo, everyone's up for evaluation. Simple. Yo, will you trade Odell? Everyone's up for evaluation. And I can't, you know what I'm saying? That would mean, or you say, no, we're not going to sign him to trade him because you're changing the culture. Because why? Because he speaks out. That one thing to me, that one article with Josina, that one interview with Josina Anderson, that could be the most questionable thing. But he didn't say anything that was untrue. He didn't say anything ridiculous or defaming of anyone either. The proof is in the pudding, but they don't. They have a culture that they have at quarterback, and they're not trying to step away from, as i.e. Daniel Jones, i.e. Eli Manning. And I love Eazy-E, but when are you going to set up the transition plan? Because they did set up the transition plan with McAdoo, and it backfired. So that's why they're not rushing now. Because McAdoo couldn't fit him without management's approval. There's no way he could do that. A 16-year starter.
Yeah, all of that Biggs just said, but I have a little problem with the man's credibility, okay, and which Biggs also alluded to, you know, little things like going on a record multiple times to say that the Giants didn't sign Beckham to a record-breaking deal last summer just to trade him, and then shipping him off, you know, little things like that kind of get under your skin as a diehard Giant fan since birth. You know what I mean? Things like that. Not being transparent kind of gets on your nerves, you know? Lying to the press, basically, kind of gets on your nerves, you know? The thing is, and what is he doing in front of the TV anyway? Where's Shermer at? See, there's something I just
that was one
trust.
Of my questions for tonight, by the way.
Yeah,
that,
you know,
that was one of my questions for tonight.
Sorry about that, but I just don't like. Okay, and it goes, it rolls right back to what Bakes alluded to, what Frank alluded to, what Racing alluded to, and what Lynn started off with. This is the kind of shit that, and Chandler as well, this is the kind of shit that destroys your culture. Not being truthful, not being transparent, and from a leadership position, okay, and lying to diehard fans. Bakes is absolutely right. Who's paying these tickets, man? You know, who's putting all the money in these in these sponsors and coffers pockets? We are. So you have. So if you want to get in front of the microphone, you have to be for real, each and every time. That's one phase of it. And the other phase of it is the fact that, you know, you can't, you can't get rid of a player because he's too vocal and hide behind the fact that it was a contract situation. Okay, he has no problem, and he's proved this to us just a little while ago before, and I'm going to move on to everybody else, that he has no problem losing a top maybe one, two, three, four playmakers, all pro playmakers, to make his point. And that's problematic. That's what I'm getting at, Ozu. 929-477-4171, OTA episode. We ain't talk one thing about no OTAs, and we got to bring Sean in. From L.A.
Before we bring on Sean, I know he has something, direct-hand experience from Daniel Jones he'd like to share with the audience. And if he has anything else as far as the Giants and culture. Sean, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Sean, talk to us. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Y'all Sean,
what's going on, man?
Y'all emotional out there, I hear.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
very, very passionate. Give me one second. Get my thoughts straightened together. But, yeah, y'all are very passionate. Take care. Very emotional. Daniel Jones. Well, I work at the Rose Bowl, as many of y'all know.
Right.
I happen to have NFL rookie. It was really a media day. Getting their rookie pictures taken and everything. Before I get to Daniel Jones, Kyler Murphy, very talented person, but if he makes it past one season, I'll because he's literally 5'10". Dude is tiny, small. I just don't see him making it. But, hey, who knows? They had a going on as far as with all the quarterbacks that did participate as far as arm strength, as far as accuracy, as far as deep ball. And Daniel Jones did pretty good. I was shocked a little bit when I came to check it out. I really just came to say, hey, even though I don't think he should have been picked at number six, but you're a Giant, good luck. But he did real good, real accurate, and if a line holds up and he can read defensive, my surprise is all. Just my surprise is all.
Wow.
I'll GM. Wait. Yeah, I'll GM. But like I said, and you'll see this in preseason. Once you see him in preseason, and, well, you know, a lot of people want Eli out anyway, so the chat will start. I'll GM, yeah, lied to our face. That's the problem. It's a character thing. My thing is this, because I've seen a lot of stuff on Facebook. I've heard a lot of stuff. And he has had some winning records, and I'm not justifying his character. Because, when you just straight out lie, it's like, come on now. Will this work with choir boys? I don't think we have choir boys. I think he's the type of person that just don't want players in the media for negative stuff, rather right or wrong. It's, your own opinion. No, I would not have given up on Odell. I think Odell is still hurting from leaving the Giants. you know, when we talk about our Giants from back in the day and Lawrence Taylor and certain other people, remember, he was controlled and he did get in a lot of trouble, but he was controlled to an extent because he respected Parcells. And it is a respect thing. So you can be as bad as you want on the field as long as you honor that shield and that shield of the Giants. And at times when he messed up, because, you know, there was a year or two, especially a year that he was suspended for, which, you know, messed us up. That, you know, it stinks. And getting back to the quarterback, Eli, yes, they want a quarterback something just like him, quiet, just do what he says. And, you know, but Eli gets fired up a little bit here and there, but not like, you know, everybody else. I get it. My thing is this, and I sit back and I think, what if, because like I said, we're all assuming a lot of stuff right now. So when the season starts, and yesterday we start first 7 games, 6-1, what are we going to be talking about? What if we start off 10-1? That'd be shocking.
Sure would. Eli will stay around forever then.
Hey, Eli might not be in control of this thing. You never know who might be in control.
Well,
as long as the line holds up, you never know. That's why I always gave my quarterback the last 2-3 years I passed somewhat, because the line was always garbage.
What?
And yes, we know how Eli can get at times, but that line was just trash. We got a running back. We got a quarterback that at times can show signs of greatness. I really feel like we can at least hit 8 games. Make it look halfway decent this season. And who knows? Maybe that's because of what I saw this, you know, last weekend. But I'm feeling a little bit better than what I was before.
Okay. That's fair enough.
It's easy, Giants fan. Be easy. We all emotional.
Well, I don't know if that's possible, but I can live with that. Thank you, Sean. Big up to Sean,
hey,
LA. Appreciate it, bro.
Hey, Chris, I got to go walk the dog. It's windy outside, so we'll do it. I just want to say thanks for having me on, man. But I got to get this dog out of here because she poop all.
Who's this?
Vlog?
That's Chandler. That's Chandler.
Oh, my man. Right. My man. Okay, please come back next week, sir.
Absolutely.
All right, Chief.
Shout
appreciate
out to
you.
Shout out to Night Chamber 7. Let's go to Kristen. Let's get to Kristen. And then Chris, and then myself, and then we'll go around for final thoughts. Kristen, what's your thoughts? What's going on?
I'm burning up mad.
I'm a little
mad.
Better than last week. As far as Gettleman, everybody knows how I feel about Gettleman. He's not consistent at all. I don't trust anything he does. He's got no rhyme or reason to what he's doing.
Nope.
As far as the choir boy situation, choir boys don't win games. We need monsters on the field, not people in white gloves sitting there on the field waiting to get in and biting their tongue.
Bam.
Okay? And another thing is, so if you do have a voice, are you going to get cut? Does passionate players get you cut? I mean, this guy's got everybody shook right now. If I come to New York and if I say something off kilter or not what he does or what he thinks, am I going to be the next one on the chopping block? Because I got a little swag. In New York, we have swag. That's what we're about. We have a chip on our shoulder already. That takes heart. It's passion. That's the difference. As far as sitting there watching things happen from the sideline, wear little white gloves, unless you putting them white gloves and laying hands on Gettleman, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. And I just don't think it's right. So as an outside player looking in, would you want to come to New York right now? Would you really want to play for our team right now in our franchise? Would you? No. With all the drama and all this other crap that's going on, if Gettleman would just shut his mouth and fall back and let everything fall into place and hopefully prove all of us wrong, until that time, just be quiet.
Mm.
Honestly, the The only good side about the, I mean, yeah, we're getting guys left and right. They're trickling in, and we have to get all these guys together to work as one unit in a matter of months. We have bigger things to deal with than this friggin' Gettleman issue. I'm so sick of it. It is what it is. We've got the cards dealt to us. We've just got to play him as it is and hope to God that he knows what he's doing. I don't trust the man as far as I can throw him. But I'm looking forward to seeing Lawrence and Baker this year. I am. I'm really looking forward to them. And Jones isn't going to play right away. Everybody thinks that Jones is going to come right out the gate and play. He's not. It's going to be Eli until he starts to flop, and then they're going to bring him in. Hmm. And that's just how it's going to be. Until something happens to this man, God forbid, and I don't wish nothing on anybody. But if this man gets hurt, that's the only way. That's the only way that Jones is going to get a shot.
Wow.
I honestly think that. But as far as Gettleman, I don't trust anything that he says. He's inconsistent. He's all over the board. I just, you know, we need guys like Lawrence Taylor and Banks and those passionate players. He's just sucking us dry.
Wrecking crew. Yeah.
He's just honestly wringing all the energy out of the team before we even hit the field. All this extra drama and media attention we don't need.
Yep.
We need to be focused on games, and we need to get everything straight. And I agree with, I think it was Biggs that said it. If it was Belichick, it's either sink or swim. That's the mentality we need to have. That's what wins games. Discipline. That's what wins games. Heart, passion. That's what wins games. That's what wins games, not choir boys.
Right.
You speak when you're spoken to. No, that's not how it goes. I would want somebody to tell me, if you see something wrong on that field, I want you to be the first one to tell me, not how you want it.
That's right.
Ogletree used to see things on the field that he couldn't see, and he would tell them. Let's abort this play. Let's do something else, because I see something y'all don't see. And this isn't cool.
I know it.
He's scaring me. And he always has since he first got here. So that's how I feel. But the only thing is, we just got to sit and wait and see what we can produce.
That's it.
Okay, that's all we can do.
Okay, hold on, because I need your final thought. We're gonna go around the tables, Mazul.
Yeah. All right. Shout out to everybody who came on and spit their thoughts. We only got about 5 minutes left, so if everybody could give us about, I don't know, 30 to 45 seconds on their final thoughts. Once again, on this episode, iTunes Podcast, Republic Tuning, your Stitch Wraps, download and share the episodes if you can, man. This is some great dialogue with Giant fans. B-Law, who started off on the show, B-Law, give us your final thoughts on this team. And once again, give everybody information that we're on that probably did miss it, tuning in as far as the information on week one.
Week one, Cowboy Stadium. Event starting Friday with a meet and greet. We got a cruise plan, Caribbean party at the Love Lounge, tailgate on Sunday. A lot of fun, family-oriented atmosphere. Come down and join us. I didn't get to say much on the topic earlier, but maybe I'll catch it on the next show. I'm just looking forward to this season just to see what's going to happen, man. You know, like my boy out in L.A. said, you know, we don't know. You know, they might surprise us, but now it's just not looking like that to me.
Got it. Be law. The
president of the Dallas Cowboy
Steve?
Haters.
The president of the
the president of the Dallas Cowboy Haters. Be law is Woo! Back with it.
Right,
Be law, man. Thank you for the information. Once again, BBWC NYG.net, or you go to the events tab on bleachers.com and we redirect you. Freddie, final thoughts.
So, you know, we're talking all about this Gettleman stuff, right? You know, the guy's not going anywhere. You just get rid of Reese last year, year before, whatever. You bring this guy in. You tell him, hey, take over the team, run the team, do what you got to do. When do you give letting go of Odell Beckham and Landon Collins and the ownership not be held accountable for Gettleman doing what he did. So do you think Gettleman just said, okay, Odell, you're gone, and, you know, we signed you at $95 million or whatever, so we're not going to trade you? So when did Mara and Tisch, and nobody's thinking of this, when did they get involved and said, you know what, okay, go ahead and do it? So does he got them fucking brainwashed too?
And I'm going to bring that up in next week's show.
That's what you got. That's what you got to say. That's what you got to think of. So there's your problem right there.
Thank you, Frank. Frank, before you go, man, we got to give you some music. My man Frank knocked it out the park. Frank knocked
good
it out the
job,
park.
Frank.
Frank, you
big up,
a
Frank.
Lot of awesome, man. Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Give me 35 seconds. Big ups to my man Frank. Racy, give me 35 seconds, bro.
Listen, man. The 2021 season, after that, not next season, this season come next season, after that season, Gettleman's gone. Shermer's gone because everybody's going to get tired of all the nonsense. We're not going to win. We're not going to do nothing. And that's it. And it's just, yo, it's just so, and it's all Tisch and Mara's fault. And that's all I got to say, man.
Hey, man, come back next week, man. We miss you, man.
Yeah, I'll be back next week.
Ray. Shout out to Ray, man.
Good look for Ray. All right.
Definition of
what? The definition of itself.
So, in closing, I think this situation is salvageable with David Gettleman. If I were to ask, one thing that he could do is take some classes on sensitivity and diversity.
Bam! Golly. Ooh, that's the definition of lit. Right there.
Definition of lit?
That's more lit than definition of lit. Good lookout. Good lookout, Jason, my man. We'll talk later.
Let's get to Sean and then Bakes. Sean, final thoughts and then Bakes. Thank you very much for that information
gotcha.
On Daniel Jones.
No doubt. I've also forgot to mention DeAndre Baker, that cornerback.
Yes.
He's going to make some moves. He might take somebody's spot.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I hear a lot of emotion. I've been there. So y'all know how I feel about Gettleman. I get it, but don't be surprised at how this team turns out, because I feel like we're better than what we think we are. So just have a little faith and enjoy the season. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Okay.
Don't be better than next last season.
All right, Sean. Appreciate that. Right. Good luck on that. Bakes.
Whoa. Kristen, final thoughts and then Bakes. I'm sorry, we missed Kristen. Kristen, final thoughts real quick.
Kristen, I'm sorry.
Great episode, guys. I love all the comments. It was great. We just got to sit back and watch what happens and go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue. Wow,
that's
nice.
Right there.
Bakes. Final thoughts, and please.
Final thoughts.
Kristen, NYG from the front line.
NYG Frontliners on IG, Frontliners NYG on Twitter, The Frontliners on Facebook. Listen, man, you know, my personal feelings about Gettleman is not going to change the results in the field. If he can produce a winning product, is what it is, but I just have a funny feeling. I want to get back to the winning. We've been rocking out. We've been winning these tailgates. I like to win some games, too, with it, and that's my focus. Some part of change the regime, there's some falter, and as we've seen, but we need to just make that change now. We got to move away from Eli. We have to move away from Eli. If it's Daniel Jones, it's Daniel Jones. But we got to get back to winning football. And ground and pound is not it, because that's one of the comments he made I wanted to allude to. Ground and pound is not it. This is a dynamic passing league now. Got to get the ball down the field. Maybe that's one of the reasons he got rid of Odell. So, you know, he's not sitting good with me getting rid of all the talent. Now, that's the problem. So let's see what he's going to do. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's big. Man, look, real quick, this was the OTA episode, but we didn't talk about any OTAs. I'm going to say this real quick. All the receivers, Golden Tate, Benny Flowers, and especially Darius Slayton, killed today. They killed today. Off the chain. Eli looked like it was the 2007. It was on. Let me tell you something. If this offensive line holds up like they're supposed to, we could fuck around and get a 10-win season. I just said that because you have to end it on something nice. Oh, by the way, shout out to Christian, Frank, Ray, Lick, Bilal, Bakes, Sean from LA, and I'm missing somebody. Can't remember who it is. And remember to check us out on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine yards. Azul, take us home, please.
I have a lot to say, man. And I hate to have to wait till a whole next week for a lot of the points. It's going to have to be next week because we got to get into some Shermer talk. And I love what Frank said because I think that a lot of the things y'all have
said
tonight, y'all missing that other piece that Frank brought up towards the end. And that's why we had to play the Perry Mason music. There was no way around it. Yeah. Frank had to, because he nailed it. And I think a lot of the stakeholders they're partially right, but there's the other side to this. And I appreciate fans who watch with their own eyes. I mean, this is the whole point of this platform. We speak with our minds. And for Sean to be actually at the Rose Bowl and watch Daniel Jones throw with his own eyes, kind of like how I saw Daniel Jones at the Senior Bowl with his own eyes, and we both agree that he should not have been picked at number 6, but he's not as bad as, you know, the pundits are saying. The value pick, we're not going to get into all that, but the whole point I'm trying to say is watch with your own eyes. And I trust Sean, and Sean is a fan who knows his sports, he knows his football, and that makes me comfortable that I could, that he's vouching for something he's seen, and I could vouch for Sean because that's why we're all on this platform. We, Bakes, Lit, because there's certain things that you guys see, Kristen, the Rays, Chandler's especially, you, Chris, Frank's. Well, you see with your own eyes. I'm going to leave it at that, and we're going to wrap up. You see with your own eyes, and you can vouch with your own eyes, and you say, hey, man, this is good stuff. I want to sleep better at night. And that's what I'm taking from this episode. I trust what Sean saw from out of Daniel Jones. And I think when Giant fans get – see with their own eyes and not what they read and not what they hear from other places, then the calmness, the emotion may calm down a little bit, because I'm not as emotional as a lot of fans in the fan base, because I sit back and I watch actions. I don't care about words per se, but we'll get into more of that. We'll have to probably tack in on the extra half hour next week's episode as we get to more OTAs, Chris. All right, guys. Sangre Azul. Thank you very much, B-Law, Invasion Events, and the Frontliners page, all the events going on with them, so on and so forth. We're out.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.